Welcome, everyone. This is Amanda Moxley, and I am known as the Healthy Wealthy Biz Mentor, and I coach women and men how to end their money drama and get off the feast or famine roller coaster so that they could create profitable, portable, and playful businesses, which they can live anywhere around the world and rock it out, being themselves and having a rich, beautiful, abundant life. Yes, and I am the creator and founder of AmandaMoxley.com and the Infinis program, NDO Money Drama, as well as Amanda Moxley's Healthy Wealthy Biz School and the Journey to Paradise Mastermind. And most recently, my most recent creation was I did a three-day live event called Pop Your Biz Live, where entrepreneurs came from all around the world and we unlocked their money channels and rocked their freedom-based lifestyle. So that's who I am, and I'm really grateful. There's so many new people from all over the world. We had over 500 people register for the call today. So I really want to give you a huge warm welcome and gratitude and appreciation for your time, your energy, your resources to be here and to be present right here and right now. And so I want to just let you know that you are in the right place right here and right now if you don't feel like you have enough money. If you feel like you're just like in this feast or famine, one minute you have money, one minute you don't have money, it's this constant struggle with money, a feeling of fear, anxiety, and stress, and tension that is based on lack. And you are in the right place if you want more money and you don't, you know, if like, for example, you shrink when you ask for money or you don't ask at all for money. You're in the right place. You're also in the right place if you have these sleepless nights worrying about money. And I've completely been there, and I'm just letting you know that you're in the right place because we're going to take care of all that today. On this journey, I have been meeting so many wonderful, heart-centered entrepreneurs who are doing really everything they possibly can to succeed, but their limiting beliefs and their false programming about money, how to get it and whether they even deserve it or not, is keeping them from their abundance like a big fat brick wall. And I'd like to say that that is all about to change, because we're going to stick a fork in it, because it's done. Capital D, done. We are done with that money drama. So a little bit about me. Many of you don't know me, so I'm going to share a little bit about me and let you know that I have been through the ringer and back. I have ridden that feast or famine roller coaster. I rode it consistently for a super long time. And at one point, I had $36 left in my bank account, and I am the kale winner of my family. And dropping that low, bringing my bank account literally down to that low, it finally got my attention, and I recognized that I was in a massive drama. I was in this massive drama that I was engaged in, because one minute I would have money. I'd have tons of money in my, you know, for me, I had a lot of money, and I was feeling good and feeling like that feeling of I had money, you know, like I have money, I'm cool, I got it. And then I'd blow it, and I'd feel guilty and bad when I would spend it. I never tracked my money. I just spent it and hoped I would have enough to pay the bills at the end of the month. Does that sound familiar? And then I would go on these spending fasts and not spend at all, much like I had operated around my diet and my food before I mastered my body and my food relationship. You see, I started out as a health coach, and I became a health coach because I had struggled with my food and my body image. I was an emotional eater for sure. I would emotionally eat, and then I would feel bad and guilty, and then I would be like, oh my gosh, I got to go on a cleanse. I got to go do the master cleanse. So it was super extreme. There was no trust. There was no peace. There was no middle line. There was no relaxation going on with my relationship with food. And I realized that was, you know, once I healed that, I had transformed that, and I released like 40 pounds. I went from a size 14 to a size 4, and I was helping other women, and I was coaching them around transforming their relationship with their food and their body. And I realized that
the moderator has left the conference.
All right, I'm back. My line got kicked off. So anyway, I would have it, but then there would be this pit of fear, like, oh my gosh, it's going to go away. Like, what's going to happen? And I'd have anxiety. And it was like a lot of abandonment stuff, a lot of issues around abandonment, like money wouldn't be there for me. And finally, when my bank account went down to that $36, I was like, I've had enough of this. Like, this is a drama. And leading up to that point, right before that point, I heard this voice in my head, you know, that still small voice that comes through when, just when you need it. And the still small voice said to me, Amanda, you're a light worker. You're here to help other people, to support other people. You're not here to worry about your freaking survival. You're not here to survive. You're here to help and heal and shed your light. And I know that all of you can relate to that. Like, you have so many gifts and talents, and what happens is we're engaged in it. You could be engaged in this drama. If you're on this call, you're probably engaged in this drama like I was. And it's just like you're standing in your way, you're blocking yourself, and then you're not shedding your light on the world. So that is what happened. So basically I decided on that night, I was like, I'm done. I'm so done with this. Like, I have a master's degree. I have a, you know, degree in nutrition. I've been a yoga teacher. A lot of different degrees and certifications and programs and blah, blahs. And I'm like, why is someone smart, educated, fun, well-traveled, et cetera? I'm not tooting my horn, but I'm saying as an example for you as well, why am I struggling with this? Like, get over it and get to work, right? Get to work helping people. So since I put a fork in my effing money story, I really love that quote from the Dalai Lama, how he says, the Western woman will change the world. Since I put a fork in it, I've been able to manifest a lifelong dream that I had for my family and I. I have two small children that I have a year and a half old little girl and a almost 5-year-old little boy, big brother, and I'm married to my soulmate, John. We've been together 15 years. We love skiing and biking and hiking, and anyway, so this is our dream. We wanted to have this profitable and portable business where we could live in Hawaii 3+ months out of the year. So after I put a fork in my effing money drama, I took my family for the last 2 years to live in Hawaii for 3+ months. And we'll do it again in 2014. And then next year, a year from now, we'll be living in France for 6 to 7 to 8 months, you know, skiing and traveling. So there's so much that can happen when you decide to put a fork in it. And that's why I'm just fired up to inspire you and to really plant the seed with you that it's time for you to be done. It's the end of the year, and it's time to be done. And I was thinking about it in preparation for today's call. I was like, you know, if I hadn't have put a fork in it, I mean, I've really been able to transform a lot of people's lives. I've taken over 150 women through the End Your Money Drama program. I served 80 women in my live event. I've had about 100 people in my Healthy Wealthy Biz School. So I've been really able to transform. I mean, it brings up emotion. Like, I've literally been able to touch hundreds and hundreds of women's and men's lives because I finally said, I'm done. Game over. Unavailable. I'm not available for this financial struggle and this lack and this fear and these sleepless nights and this BS. And so I'm just coming to you right now with a force of power and strength that you got to be done. And I want you to actually raise your hand by pressing *2 or put in the webcast and say, I'm done, Amanda, I'm done. I know that I've got light to shine. I know that I'm here for a reason. I know I'm meant to be a beneficial presence on the planet, and I'm here to rock it out. This is my year, my time. I'm going to do whatever it takes to be done, capital D. All right? So so what happened to me when I made that decision? I literally went from basically nothing. I had drained I put it all on the line. I had drained my savings. I had debt, which I'm going to talk about today. And I went on to make $54,000 in 6 weeks, where the year before it, I had only made $50,000 in a whole year. Within 6 weeks, I made $54,000. And then within another 6 to 9 months, I crossed the six-figure mark. And then the next year, I crossed multiple six figures. And again, this year, multiple six figures. So, if I can do it, so can you. There's nothing different between me and you, except I decided to do this. And you're going to hear from some other clients of mine today who have actually decided and who have created tremendous lives and affluence for themselves. All right? So, are you ready? You know, when I was getting ready for this call today, I did some research, and this is what I discovered. And this is a little bit Debbie Downer, but this is the hard, cold facts of what's going on right now. Right now, there are 17,000 children dying a day of starvation. 17,000 children on our planet are dying of starvation. And one out of every five children in the U.S. is now living in poverty, the United States. And more than 45 million Americans were living in poverty in 2009. And 70% of the world's poor are women. So three-quarters of the world's they are women. Of the world's poor, they are women, 70%. 85% of poor families are headed by women. One in five children in the developing world does not have access to safe water, and one in seven has no access whatsoever to essential health care services. Oh, so obviously that fires me up. It's like, and here we are, if we're on this call, we can do something. We've got skills. We've got talents. You've got education. You got what it takes to turn this around, and it starts with you. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So my prayer, my intention is that each and every one of you, the hundreds of people that have said, yes, I want to join this call today in this video series, that you can honestly get out of your own way and shine your light and rock it out and just be done with this money story so that you can receive and you can share and give and live your best life and change the world. Like I said, the Dalai Lama said in the Vancouver Peace Summit in 2009, he said the world will be saved by the Western woman. Well, that is happening right now. So let's do this. Let's do it. All right. So today, this is what I'm going to give you. So right now, I'm going to be talking about why now it's time to put a fork in your effing money story and be done with it for good. I think I've talked about that. The five juicy secrets you must know if you are serious about getting off the money roller coaster ride. I'm excited for those. I'm going to discover the one tiny thing that is keeping you small, scared, and broke. Learn the real meaning of debt and how to heal the shame, embarrassment, and fear forever. Hear more about my quantum leap, Amanda's quantum leap, once you put a fork in her effing money story. And discover how to tap into your unique divine spiritual trust fund so that you can double your income or better in the next 12 months. So, and by the way, I also have some really juicy prizes for everyone. So everybody on this call is going to get something super duper juicy. And what else? Okay, so that is what we're doing. So I've got some bonuses, so I want you to stick around. We're going to be on the call about 90 minutes. So if you can be present, turn off Facebook, turn off your phone, turn off your music, turn off your computer, just really be here because what I have to share with you has the potential to transform your life. Literally, you're going to hear something today, it's going to click for you. So we're going to be on here about 90 minutes. I'm going to go through these five secret steps. I'm also going to be sharing with you a little bit more about my infamous, juiciest program ever called NDL Money Drama. And you can hear about that or look at that if you want, www.endyomoneydrama.com. I'm going to give a really special deal for those of you who are on the call. So some of you will want to take this information further and work with me, and I'm letting you know that's available. Some of you will not, and that's okay too. Okay, so here we are. You're going to want to take notes for this. All right, so here's our secret, and how I'm going to be doing this is I'm going to be answering those questions through these juicy secrets. So definitely get your pen out, get a paper out, and take notes. All right, so secret step right now, number one, is you got to heal your effing money story. So here's the deal. You may not even know that you even have a money story. You're most likely living an outdated, inherited money story that was unconsciously passed on to you from well-meaning and loving, juicy parents, or maybe not so juicy and loving, you know, and their parents, and your culture, and your religion, and your society, and your country, and your state, and your town, and the media. So And no matter what, you know, here I am, multiple six figures, I still come up against these inherited beliefs. These things pop up because they've been conditioned into us. So wherever you are, even if you're at rock bottom or rock star, it's all, these things are pesky. These little blocks are pesky and they're going to come up. So do you even know that you have a money story? And if you're living in lack or feast or famine or fear around money, then you have a money story that is not based on love or healing and receiving and giving and generosity and the truth of universal abundance. So it's really time to release the generational beliefs and patterns of this outdated, effed up story so that you can let it in and allow in all the abundance that is your divine birthright. So I want you to imagine if money, just imagine this, imagine if money was more willing to give you what you desired than you were willing to receive. Imagine the infinite abundance available to you now if you would only just let it in. Because the facts are, these are the facts. This is universal law and truth. The facts are is that the visible supply of abundance is practically inexhaustible. So the visible supply of abundance is practically inexhaustible. And the invisible supply really is inexhaustible. So you've just been pre-programmed. The whole economy has been set up on this big lie, which is based on lack. It's not true. I'm currently living in Utah, and I live in Hawaii, you know, quarter of the year. And as I look out my window right here, I see nothing but abundance. I see this gorgeous mountain, this Mount Olympus right in front of me, and then I see my trees in my yard. Well, they're their own trees, but they happen to be in my yard. And I see my apricot tree, and I see my maple tree. My apricot tree right now doesn't have leaves. She lost her leaves about 2 weeks ago. And my maple tree is still holding on. She's holding on steady. She's looking really, really good right now, right? And so do you think that the apricot tree is up in the night, has anxiety, has fear, has tension, is like, OMG, like, where are my leaves? Are my leaves going to come back? Oh, my God, I'm so lax. Over there, she's got all those leaves. I lost my leaves. Is she really in fear? No, she's like, dude, I get a rest. I get a chill. It's a new season. I can breathe. I can go deep into my roots. I can regenerate. I can receive the water that's flowing, the wind, right? So there's these universal truths, these universal laws that are based on abundance, and that is the truth of who we are. We were not created with the spirit of fear. You were not created with the spirit of fear. And anything that is not, that is opposite, or anything that is fear is not God, it's not love, it's not source. And so we really have to, and this secret step number one, you have got to work on reprogramming your wealth consciousness like full time. It is like basically we're all getting sober. We've been fed these pills. We've been drinking this Kool-Aid since the beginning of time. It was inherited. It's in our DNA. It's in our cells. We believe in lack and limitation and not enoughness. And so we're all getting sober here. We're on the AMOX detox is what my clients coined it while we were together at the live event. So you're on this AMOX detox or whatever words fit you, which is a fun thing to say, is AMOX detox. And that's where we're coming clean and we're creating our new wealth consciousness that is rooted in universal truth of abundance and prosperity and limitlessness and endlessness. So just take a breath. Imagine that. That there is, money is more willing to give you what you desire than you are actually willing to allow yourself to receive, and that it's inexhaustible resources are available for you. And let me tell you, this is a very juicy part of this piece. What gets in our way are these pieces of these money, this money story. So these program beliefs are seriously so deep, and we believe them as truth. We do. We just believe them. And then these ideas of worthiness and deservability, like, oh, I can have some of the cake, but I can't have it all. Or I shouldn't really outshine. And, you know, I don't deserve it, or I'm not worth it, or I need to prove myself, or I need to push. It's just like all this stuff. And what I found for me, this is a really juicy nugget here, big nugget, is what I call the WC is in the way of the WC. And this is true. And this is what this is like, so what I found out was every time I'd be putting myself out there, every time you put yourself out there, you're vulnerable, you're asking for the sale, you're doing a video, you're launching a program, you're talking about your services, you're engaging in money, you become vulnerable because you're showing a piece of yourself without any defense mechanisms. Like right now, I am putting myself out there. I am allowing myself to be vulnerable and to share and express and be myself and be subject to other people's opinions, right? You could be in a vulnerable position when you're leading and you're speaking, you're sharing, or you're giving, right? Okay, so what I realize is that anytime I go out there and I launch myself, I realize this little voice would come in and say, you're not worth it, who do you think you are, you can't charge that much, you're ripping people off, that's wrong, what will they think, right? Well, think about all those things that just come up every time you go to your next level. So there I am, giving it all, and all of a sudden, I'd hang up the phone and all this crazy darkness would come in and all this fear and all this you suck and who do you think you are, blah, 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 keeping me up in the night. You made a mistake. You shouldn't have said that, right? It's horrible. And what I realized, my friends, is that my little WC, my little Amanda, my little wounded child was in the way of my wealth consciousness. And that was like the heavens, the clouds parted and the lights shone and I was like, whoa. You're telling me my little Amanda has been running the show. And that is such a big piece, is that your little WC is blocking you from the abundance that you crave and desire and deserve. So really just that huge aha that your WC is in the way of your WC, because I know you have big dreams, goals, and visions that include money and prosperity and service and support and adventure and travel. And so you got to really work on that WC. And so it's just crucial. And of course, you know, I can't spend the entire time right now talking about how to heal your wounded child, but that is what a very large portion of the End Your Money Drama program, we work on that. It's really working on merging that little WC, that wounded child, with your higher self and with the divine, so you become one. You become one and you're connected and you feel that you are in alignment with your divine design and you are completely connected and you can give and you can receive at a very high level. And also in the End Your Money Drama program, for those of you who choose to continue with me in that, I take you through a very sacred releasing ceremony to let go of generational limiting beliefs so that you can permanently turn your back on lack and scarcity and limitation and fear of money and step into this new economy I'm talking about, this new economy which is based and built on love and receiving. So that is juicy step number one. So what I want you to do is I want you to, for your action steps, write this down. I want you to just start becoming, action step number one is heal your money story. Really heal your money story. That is the juicy action step here. And how you do that is start to become aware of that little WC that's in the way of your WC, that wounded child that's in the way of your wealth consciousness. And just start looking at writing down, you could write down right now, write down like what are your top 10 biggest limiting beliefs about money and receiving and allowing yourself to have what it is you want. So I have a client on the call named Sonia Ramos, and she is going to actually share her story a little bit about where she was before she ended her money drama and now where she is today since she has decided to put a fork in her money story. She's definitely exciting and interesting because she's done a lot of the WC work, and I think she will inspire you. So I invited her to come on. Sonia, are you here?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome.
So, Sonia, where were you before you decided to put a fork in your effing money drama?
I was a total hot mess with no relationship with money at all, no money tracking. It felt like money wasn't there for me. Like, it would show up for short amounts of time and then not be there for me. So I was always in this, like, lack and limitation thinking. And but another thing was I was ignoring the money, too. So it was this, like, dual relationship of, like, unhealthy. It was like an unhealthy relationship, totally. And when I did End Your Money Drama, I was able to see the pattern and really look at that relationship, because I had never, ever even thought about it before. It was totally just, nobody ever talked to me about money growing up. Nobody ever gave me any guidance about money growing up. And I never in a million years thought that it was connected to, like, childhood and, like, energies that you got from growing up in whatever house you grew up in. It was amazing. Going through End Your Money Drama was the beginning of an amazing journey that I'm still on. And working with Amanda, I have been able to connect deeply with my, like, wounded child, and my relationship with money has improved, like, 500%, because now I actually have a relationship with money, whereas before it was not a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, so I remember you were, like, hiding money. You were
hiding money. Yeah. Oh, my
that
God,
was a long
yes.
time ago.
I would hide, yeah, like last year, like over a year ago, I would hide money in my closet. I would hide it, and I, like, there was no rhyme or reason for doing that, but I would, and, like, nobody knew about the money but me. It was kind of like, I don't know, maybe it was like my secret escape pod or something, but so I talked to Amanda, and, like, we agreed, okay, we've got to bring this money out into the light, because money likes to be seen and be heard. And if money is sitting in a dark closet, it's not being seen and it's not being heard. So I brought all the money out. And now, today, I have a really pretty, gorgeous binder that I keep track of all my money in. I keep track of all my expenses. Everything is nicely organized. I use really beautiful pens to write when I send money out into an outflow. Amanda teaches you an amazing, like, gratitude to send money out, and it feels so good. It's just where I've come from last year is unbelievable. And without End Your Money Drama, I totally would not be where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much. I think, and you did so much of the WC and the WC, like taking, looking at the deeper work and merging that little wounded child with your higher self and your vision and the divine. And it's like, you know, now you're getting, you have clients and you have this amazing brand, and people could find out about you at, give them their website.
Oh, yeah. You can learn more about me at www.brushbettylifestyle.com. And like I say, working with Amanda, especially if you desire a lifestyle that's filled with abundance and adventure and jet setting to wherever, like, she is the woman to work with, and she's a blast to work with too. Like, you do not stop laughing, and you feel like you've known her for your entire life. So
aww.
I love her, and I totally highly recommend anybody to definitely do End Your Money Drama. If that's the, and that, just to warn you, that's like the gateway drug.
You actually did it twice now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, you did it twice, and you're probably going to do it this third time. Yeah, it's so good. So thank you,
Sonia,
awesome. FreshBettyLifestyle.com. Yeah.
Thanks, Amanda.
Okay. Yeah, bless you. Ciao.
Thanks. Bye.
I love it. I am fun, by the way. We do laugh. I am serious. I'm very spiritual, but definitely we're going to, like, laugh our arses off here. So let's talk about secret number two. All right. So secret number two, everybody, is you got to birth your new money story. You know, you got to have a new money story, a new empowered belief. It's sort of like the AMOX detox, and now you're, like, working this new story, this new program, and you're, like, creating it, what it is you want. And your thoughts become things, and you actually can magnetize all your good to you. This is it. So here you are, birthing your new money vision that's going to powerfully pull you forward and effortlessly magnetize money, wealth, fun, adventure, and opportunities to you so that you can receive more fun and freedom in your life than you've had in years. So we got to, like, this is where you're sort of, you know, walking and talking to the beat of your own drum. You are really creating your wealth consciousness with deliberately creating them with your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, and your beliefs. And how you do this is you got to surround yourself with other people who are also going for it, who also are putting a fork in their effing money story, people who are creative, fun-loving, adventure-free spirits who are living a life that is not ordinary, right? It's not normal. My clients say that, like, their friends and family call them crazy. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm crazy too. Like, I'd much rather be crazy than normal, you know, crazy and different than normal. So you just have to think differently. And so these new thoughts are like that money is a renewable resource, that money is energy and energy is currency and money is limitless and it's formless and it's never ending and money is always there for you and money is here to support you. So these new money story of based on these truths, these principles of love and abundance. So, you know, we have to really write a new money story. And surround yourself with successful people who are going for it and successful people who have already done it, and they're going to their next level. So new money story and new community. It's kind of like I do yoga. I'm a yoga teacher. I don't teach yoga currently, but I did for 10 years. And I would always go and practice next to the yogini who was the best, right? I'd put my mat right next to her, and I'm sure you're the same. And what I would find is that I was then putting myself in, like, for, you know, in a pose that the day before practicing in the back row or something, I wasn't able to do. But by being next to her, my legs just automatically, like psychically, I lifted up to her vibration and I could kick my leg higher and almost do the standing splits, right? Because of that osmosis, because of that frequency. And that is what we have to do. You know, if our current environment is filled the way it's filled and it's not in a reflection or an alignment, what it is you desire, it's going to pull you down. So you really got to have this new money story and be with the peeps and tribes that are also rocking it out. So so here's the action step for your new money story. What I want you to do is start reading wealth consciousness books and turn the media off. Turn your media off, the TV. I bet if you're anything like me, you don't even watch TV. And you're like, I already do that anyway, Amanda. Well, good. Okay, well, let's take it further. Let's turn off the media and let's add in 20 to 30 minutes of wealth consciousness reading every day, like reading the classics, Think and Grow Rich, the classics like Florence Scovel Shinn's book, and stay with me for these bonuses that everyone is leaving here as a winner, because I'm going to share something with you really juicy. But, you know, reading these books every day, and I got this once, like, okay, well, Amanda, if I can I just read Think and Grow Rich or The Science of Getting Rich, and then that's it? Well, it would be great if that was it, but it's kind of like, you know, reading a book about how to fly a plane and then trying to go out and fly it. Reading is good and helpful, but it's not enough to transform completely. You still need the tribe. You still need the mentorship. You need people who have what you want and are going places that you're going. So you know how it is. You can't just read the book and then all of a sudden it changes for you. I mean, you got to have that container and that frequency of a tribe of people that are also pulling you forward. All right, but definitely that's your action step. Read for 30 minutes every day some wealth consciousness books. And many of you will go on to end your money drama, and that will make a significant difference in writing your new money story. Okay, so secret number three, everybody. Writer, this is a writer downer. You got to get intimate with your money. Now, like Sonia was hiding her money in the closet. She wasn't tracking her money. I have had clients say that they would get bills in the mail and they would just rip them up because they didn't want to see them, or they would ignore their bills. I know for me, I never tracked money. This is when I was starting out. This is not currently. I wouldn't track my money. I would put it in my bank account, I had my personal and my business bank account were one account. They weren't separate. I was just horrible. It's embarrassing, but I know that many people are like that. So I'm sharing vulnerably about where I was. So you got to get intimate. You got to be intimate on a daily basis. And it's like intimate with knowing your numbers, but also changing your relationship with money. If you don't want to look at money, or you're telling it, not tonight, honey, I've got a headache. If you're like cutting it off, it will not want to be around you. So getting intimate, being playful, and having an energetic shift with money. So in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, classic book, he talks about that chapter 12 is this chapter on sexual transmutation. And he also talks about in that book that you have to work yourself into a white heat. You got to get yourself into a white heat for money, which means you got to get, you know, super hot. You got to get super hot for your desires. And I know for me, when I fell in love with my soulmate 15 years ago, we were up all night long. I mean, it's like I was drunk on love. I was high on love. I didn't have sleep. I was in love. And it's like, and I have found that when I am in this place where I desire something, I'm in love. I'm thinking about it all the time. I'm feeling about it. I'm visualizing it. I'm getting excited about it. I'm getting ready for it. And that is what we have to be doing with money. You got to get hot. You got to get into a white heat for money. And so I decided, okay, well, I don't want to be so masculine where I'm going out and I'm pushing and I'm pulling and I'm trying to make it happen, right? I'm hustling for money. I want to lean back. I want to be more feminine. I want to be claimed and loved and adored by money. And I have this joke, like I would lay in bed and I would just imagine like this super hot guy, like for me it was like a James Bond character in a suit, like a really nice Armani suit and a really hot car, and he was super hot, and he wanted me. Like, he wanted me, and I joke, I hope I'm not offending anyone, I'm sorry if I do, but I would joke and say, this guy wants to get down my pants. Like, money wants to get down my pants. Money wants me so bad. Like, money wants me like a sought-after lover. And all of a sudden, I could just sort of soften, and I could walk a little slower, I could breathe, I could lean back a little bit more, and I felt the energy shift within me, like the tinglingness in my root chakra. I felt turned on. I felt turned on, frankly, and excited about this possibility. And all of a sudden, I swear to God, the money would start flowing. And I'd be like, I journal with my money. I say, okay, I want you to wow me. I want you to wine me. I want you to dine me. I want you to wow me. How are you going to show up? And it would show up in these most beautiful ways, like a beautiful way. So whereas before, like I shared before my relationship, where I'd have it and then I'd feel this fear and panic, it would go away. So it's like before, I hope this is helpful and being just how it was, and what I want you to do is get intimate. Before, I was like cutting myself off, not making myself available to money, having fear and panic, even if it was with me, having fear and panic that it would leave me, feeling abandoned, right? My little wounded child was showing up in my relationship, right? And so here's what you need to do. You need to make this energetic shift that you've got to get playful with your money. You've got to just move it around to that you are that loved, that like you are that loved, and that everything that you've ever desired in your life, it wants you. What you want wants you, my friends. So that is a huge shift. Can you feel that? Like, it's like your shoulders can relax and you can lean back quite a bit more when you allow yourself to actually receive, to be loved and claimed and adored by money. So what I want you to do is I want you to write down your action step. And your action step here is, I am being claimed and loved and adored by money. And just take that on. Take on that energetic thought that you're being claimed and loved and adored by money. And know that this thing wants you. It makes you want to cry. Like, there's something that, like, honestly, everything that's in your heart and all your desires, they want you. So what you get to do, my loves, is you get to be vulnerable enough to allow yourself to receive. Can you be that vulnerable? Can you get out of your way? Can you like lay there and be caressed and kissed up and down and teased and pleased and just breathe and just relax into that pleasure and that intimacy? So that is secret key number three to getting off this feast or famine roller coaster. Clearly, that is a big, juicy step. That is a step that takes a little bit of time, right? For some of us. Some of us, maybe not. So I am now going to tell you what secret key number four is. Are you enjoying yourselves? I hope you're liking it. Okay, so good. So secret number four is you have to build your 6- and 7-figure spiritual money foundation based on love and receiving. So this is really this piece of deep healing and deep forgiveness and softening. And with this piece, it's about, so I'll say it again, secret four, you got to build, you're building, you're creating the 6- and 7- and 8- and 9-figure spiritual money foundation, which is based on the truth of love and receiving. So it's about this energy of giving and receiving. Very much a healing space here. So this is where I want to talk to you about this idea of divine energy blessing the dream, which is debt. So divine energy blessing the dream is an acronym I came up for debt, because while building my business, I shared this with you, I had to take on some sponsorship, some investors, and I couldn't get the investors' investment or a loan from a traditional bank or a family member, and I had to rely on good old Amex. God bless them. I like drive by Amex because they're based here in Utah. They have a call center, and I'm like, I love you, Amex. You're my sponsor. You invested in me. You bet on me when no one else would. Thank you, thank you, thank you, right? So, but the thing is, like, in my family, the money story passed on to me was, like, you never get into debt. You never get into debt. Like, the houses are paid for, the cars are paid for, you don't get into debt. And anyway, so I got myself into debt in order to build the business, right? Because I didn't have access to other money and I had to do it. And so there I am with a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, a lot of fear that I had this debt, right? It was like this ball and chain, like, oh, great, this is guilty and I actually suck because I have debt and I'm not really that successful because I have debt, or fear, or I can't move forward because I have debt. Like, there was a lot of stuff about debt. And this may not apply to a lot of you. This didn't apply to me until a couple years ago. My whole life I never had it, and then I did. And we all have our own story. So what I'm just saying is I reframed it to, because I believe that money comes from source. It comes from source. The money is energy. And that, yeah, so this money, this energy came from source. And it came with just through a credit card versus at the time I didn't have it in me to go make the money, right? And I'm going to talk more about, you know, going in and making money. But anyway, so I had to reframe so I could get out of that fear and that anxiety and that stress about this ball and chain. And I had to reframe it to based on love. And so I changed it to, this was divine energy that has blessed my dream, that has fueled and funded and allowed me to get the support and the coaching and the mentorship and the tools and the resources so that I could actually be who you see today, so I could show up and serve in the way I'm serving. I needed an education. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people, I know my cousin goes to Harvard Law School, and I think it's like 80 to 100 grand a year, right? So I just said, hey, well, this is my Harvard. Well, it wasn't even as bad as Harvard, because that's like, you know, 4 years of school or 3 years of school, and this is very little. So anyway, we all have our story. I'm just saying, loosen up on the debt if you have it and just reframe it to divine energy blessing the dream. And it's okay. And trust yourself that you will become that woman who will pay that back. You will be that businesswoman that will pay that back. And you'll just write the check when the time is right. And so in building this, this is where the forgiveness comes in, and it's about forgiving yourself. And right now, I want you to write down, who are 5 to 10 people in your life that you got a bad feeling about? Bad. Like, there's some things that you done got wronged. You done got wronged, and you're pissed. And the truth is that everything is love, and there is only one. There is only God, love, source. And there's these key characters that have come into our lives, and then if we don't forgive them for the wrong that they've it's a long story, but anyway, this unforgiveness is really blocking us from receiving all of our good. So write down 10 people that I know I had some bad things happen to me, and it's like I gotta still forgive, you know, and it's like really working on that forgiveness process And that's a journey. And then also allowing yourself to forgive yourself is very important. And then the other piece here is this idea of this loving and receiving energy. So for me, when I reframe the word spend to circulate. So thanks to Michael Bernard Beckwith from Agape International Spiritual Center, he calls it, instead of saying spend money because when you spend it, it's gone, he says circulate. So I would go to Whole Foods and I'd go to wherever and I would circulate money and I would have this fear inside, like it was this glitch, this like tick of like, ugh, shoot, I overspent. I hope I'll have the money and why did it have to be so much? It took it away, you know, it's being taken from me, right? And it would just be this tick. And then I replace it with money comes to me easily and frequently. Her money easily flows through me and to me. You can tweet that or Facebook that. Money easily flows through me and to me. So I reframed it to money easily flows through me and to me. And that's what we got to do. We have to breathe. We have to be in circulation with this thing called money versus this weird tick energy. So the next time that you're in a circulation with money, I want you to exhale and give it out. Just exhale, let it go, and imagine it blessing whoever it's going to. So let's say next time you circulate money, you exhale and you're, bless you, thank you, thank you, thank you, I'm so grateful for this. Then you inhale and then you allow yourself to receive that. So again, exhale, let it out, and then inhale, let it in. Exhale, let it, trusting, letting it go, knowing it's coming back to you multiplied, and then inhaling, allowing yourself to receive and breathe and enjoy the pleasure of which you just received. And then exhale and let it out. Let it go, bless the world, circulate the world, and then inhale, allow yourself to let it back in. So that's really a very energetic piece of secret number four that must be replaced with perhaps a current status quo of your relationship and your energetic exchange with money. Good. Okay, so I want to take a little bit of time before I go on to secret number five and go on to giving you these juicy bonuses. And I really want to take some time because I know sometimes not everyone could stay on the call. So I want to give some ample time to telling you and sharing you and inviting you into the End Your Money Drama program, because what I'm giving you today, I could tell I'm giving a lot. I'm definitely, like, I want you to have it. I'm really passionate, so I'm giving you a lot. And I do know that just hearing it on a free call, it doesn't take as deep of root. It doesn't really get in there. And I want to be able to get in there with you. I want to be able to rearrange the cells and the molecules and the DNA and the money story and get in there with you. So I'm going to go ahead and share with you about this. So where you can find out about this is endyourmoneydrama.com, endyourmoneydrama.com. And if you're on the webcast, you can click on the upper left-hand side that says End Your Money Drama, and then you'll be taken to that page. So inviting you, those of you who are willing and ready, to join me for an intimate and power-packed 5 weeks of Ending Your Money Drama. And it starts next week on the 18th of November. Of course, the calls will be recorded and available to you. And so that you can make your old money story ancient history with me as your guide and your mentor. So let's look at the page and look at what this is all about. So it's a 5-week course, and we start on the 18th. And my intention is to be done with this, to zip it up and be done before the holidays. So we'll be done and complete with this effed up money story and rocket you into 2014. Can you believe it's the end of the year already? I can't. Anyway, so week one is where we're going to heal your money story. We're going to roll up your sleeves side by side in this powerful group community and take a good look at all those nasty and persistent false limiting beliefs from your childhood that I've been silently holding you back. And we're going to be really healing the money story. We're going to discover the soul root of your money issues. We're going to release the generational LBs, those limiting beliefs about abundance, wealth, and prosperity, so that you can truly be, do, and have anything you desire. I mean, you're going to hear from one of my clients, Ava Waits, in a little bit, and she actually made more money after End Your Money Drama ended than she did the whole entire year previously. And then we're going to, like I said, we're going to have that sacred blessing ceremony to permanently turn your back on lack and scarcity and limitation and fear of money. And really, as a community, powerfully stepped into a new economy built on love and receiving. So that's week one. Week two, you can't just stop an old habit, right, without replacing it with a new empowered habit that supports you. And this week, in week two, is where we're going to embody your very own new money story, which is, like I'm talking about today, which is built on that foundation and that truth of unlimited abundance, financial independence, and financial freedom and expansion. So this week, we're going to birth your new money vision. It's going to powerfully pull you forward. We're going to tap into your unique divine spiritual trust fund so that you can double your income or better in the next 12 months or shorter. We're going to create these cash flow containers for all the money that's coming your way. You're going to create your soul money goal. You're going to know where the money is coming from and where it's coming into. You're going to play and learn my two favorite prosperity games. You're going to write and speak your dream life into existence. You're going to claim your worth and learn what to say when you ask for the sale with total confidence and get it. So I'm going to teach you how to like ask for the sale and how to get it. And learn how to powerfully and consistently get out of your own way so that you can open up to receiving more and more abundance. And then, really, in week two, it's about stopping focusing on survival and letting your light shine so that we're going to shift your energy from fear and lack to what you are here to give. You know, we are here to let, not to get. So week three, as you can tell, I mean, it's so juicy. I put so much in there. You're going to get guidebooks every week, and they're about 30-plus page guidebooks. Super juicy. So this is where we're going to snuggle up and get intimate with your money, because I want you to have that experience where you're feeling turned on in your first chakra by the thought of money, and like that you are being sought out like a sought out lover by money. We're going to discover your truth about money and how to open up your money channels on a consistent basis. I'm going to give you my money tracking templates and tools to build your 6- and 7-figure foundation to keep your relationship with money strong and vital over time. And you're going to really, in this month, it's not just this week, it's not just an affirmation. It's like you're going to be embodying being loved and claimed and adored by money. And as you do that, the money is going to flow into you with ease and grace. Just take a deep breath as I'm going through this and just tune in, like, do I need this? Is this for me? Is this my next step? Because you'll know if this is for you. Week four, we're going to learn how to experience having more than enough. Can you imagine that? You're going to have more than enough rather than living in deficit. You're going to learn the real meaning of debt, as I've shared, and you're going to heal any residual bad feelings you might be having around money. You're going to move into a deep healing space, forgiveness space, so that you can allow more money to flow in. I do a lot of guided visualizations. You're going to have a guided visualization to balance and heal both your root and your heart chakra. Those are the energy centers, which is going to help open you up to consistent inflows and short circuit that feast or famine cycle. You're going to learn how to develop self-love and confidence and worth with this healthy practice of habitually paying yourself first. Even if your cash flow is tight or unpredictable, I'm going to teach you this lifelong skill. There was a woman in End Your Money Drama, Lee. She's on the success stories there, and she started a savings account for the first time in like 15 or 20 years. So we're going to really start saving you rather than waiting for someone to save you. You're going to heal your debt story, and I'm going to give you my 5-part debt payoff plan. So then week five, this is it. You could tell this is super comprehensive. So week five, it's finally time for you to get into action and make the decision that you're done and you're ready to start making money. You're going to get and take the necessary action steps to claim your desires. So it's like you by now, you've come to this point, and now you're in your body and you feel it in your third chakra, which is your willpower and it's your power center. And you're going to feel this power in your body where it's time for you to make money, ask for money, and receive money. One of my favorite things I love to teach people is that making money is as easy as making your favorite salad or your favorite smoothie. You go into your kitchen, you just whip it up, right? I made a smoothie before I was on the call today. It was like easy, easy peasy. That's how I feel about making money now. It's as easy as making my favorite smoothie. So that's what I want to teach you, okay? So the whole, so that's a five-week course. It's very powerful, detailed, juicy templates, tracking tools, resources, guidebooks. And the total value of that is $5,100. When I added it all up, it's $5,100. $5,100. And I want to make it super juicy for those of you who are feeling the yes, it's my time. I saw all your hands raised, by the way. I saw all your awesome comments on the webcast, and you said you were done. So I say let's do this. Join me. And what I'm going to give you for those of you who join me in the next 15 minutes after we end our call, between now and the time we end our call, I'm going to give you two extra things. I'm going to give you an additional VIP laser coaching and group Q&A call. So laser coaching and question and answer call. So it's going to be a juicy time to have more access to me for your burning questions. Okay, so you're going to get that. And that is $1,000 value. You're also going to get my infamous Lean Lovin' Money Making Machine program, which is going to walk you through how to release up to 20 pounds in 60 days. And that is also a $1,000 program. So you're going to get all of that plus everything I shared for 50. So the total value now is $7,100. But I want to make it super easy for you. And I know the value of this. And my friends are like, even my clients are like, how could you give that away for so inexpensive or whatever? But the reason why, here's the deal. I want to give these resources to the people who need it the most. And this is the start. You need this program if you're in feast or famine. If you don't know, I mean, I've had people pay for the program with a payday loan and then a month later be able to go and get their first $3,000 client. So if you're thinking, I don't have the money, I don't know how, then you need to do this program, right? This is just like not an option not to do it. You need it. And so to make that super easy, I'm giving it to you, gifting it to you for a total, if you want to pay in full, it's $397. And that is only good through midnight tomorrow, midnight the 14th. The program sells for $1,000 for $997. You're going to get it for $397 until tomorrow night of the 14th. Or you can do a payment plan, and you can do two installments of $247. And those installments are charged every 30 days, or, you know, today and then 30 days from now. So I say do what it takes. Make the decision to join us in this program if you're ready to end your money drama. Okay, so that is it. Go to endyourmoneydrama.com and sign up and remember those juicy bonuses. Okay, so actually I'm going to have Ava. Ava, are you here? Yes, you are. I'm going to have you share. Hi, Ava. I know you're here. Share a little bit about where you were before you ended your money drama and now where you are.
Oh, yes. Can you hear me okay, Amanda?
Yeah.
Perfect. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, this is great. I'm like thinking back. I do remember even considering your End Your Money Drama group, and I remember sitting there and thinking, oh, I don't have the money for this. Should I get be part of it? And then I did realize that if I had those thoughts going on in my mind, I was never going to heal from those if I didn't actually do something about it. So that's what got me in your program. And I remember I was working mostly in my nutrition company at that point, but I had been actually for a year and a half before that actually working with entrepreneurs kind of in the background on the side, and I was charging like a freaking small amount of money for it, Amanda. I think when it got down to it, it was somewhere between maybe per hour, like $70 and $90 per hour, and mm-hmm. it was really low, And yet I had invested thousands. I think at that point I'd invested over $100,000 into my education and my business. And
wow.
So I knew all this stuff, and I was selling it like at the cheapest little prices. I wasn't respecting what I had to offer the world. It was kind of like this lack of respect and probably just lack of self-esteem around that. And so immediately when I got together with you and started working with you and got into the group, I decided to really take a stand for my prices and the worth that I was bringing to clients. Like, I had clients who were getting more clients in the first 6 months of their business than I had even had in the first 6 months of my business, like 4 years ago. And so I changed my prices, and now I have programs that they sell between anywhere for like $14,000 and $4,000, just depending on what level people come and work at me. And I did immediately start selling those programs, Amanda. And
yep, you did.
Yeah. And it was so immediate too. It was like that commitment in myself, and to be able to just change my mind and to realize that what I had was really valuable for people, that was a huge shift. And I want to thank you for that.
Yep. Huge. And then you made more, like, within a month or so than you had made the whole year before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. In 1 month, I signed on contracts that equaled everything I had made in the previous year. And it feels so much easier now to sign on clients in packages that are several thousand dollars. It feels really easy now. And I remember even looking back and reading some of your other testimonials when I was seeing other people who were selling packages for $1,000, I was like, oh, she's so lucky. I wish I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very, very quick switch for me. And from that, I mean, I've turned that into travel for myself and have been to the Hawaiian Islands several times this year and have a trip to Europe coming up next year. And
I love it.
Maybe I'll see you.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great. Yeah, it came down to the decision and just charging what you were worth and saying, I'm done with this, and allowing yourself to receive. Like, you had given. You were, like, totally invested in giving, but you weren't allowing yourself to receive.
Yeah, and I think, too, Amanda, what you really helped me see, especially, like, for everyone who comes into the group and has a chance to really look at these money stories, like, I grew up in this state of poverty and where I was given some good things, but I was also not given a lot of things and sometimes didn't have a lot of food, and just kind of these underlying stories that it wasn't cool to have money. I even remember feeling, when I started studying wealth consciousness, having this almost embarrassment of reading wealth consciousness books in public, because I had this feeling that people might think I was, we're going to swear, like a rich bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that came up a lot. So things have really shifted since then, and it really did start with your group. That was a huge, huge factor.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. And where can people find you, Ava?
I'm at avawaits.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep, although I call you Ava Leaps, but avawaits.com. Yep. Congratulations.
I don't wait anymore. I didn't wait to sign up for your program. I did it like the day of. I was like, no more waiting.
You did.
I'm
no
done.
More waiting, and then it all changed. So congratulations, and thank you for your support today.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yep. So inspiring. See, it just happens. There's another woman in the group who you could see, Cassie Lopez. Like, she was like charging by like $80 a session. I was like, you can't do that. Like, just package it up, and then made $20,000 within 6 weeks. So seriously, it comes down to a decision. So let me invite you. I want to, first of all, congratulate. I see some orders coming in, which is very exciting. My mother love has visited me. Just kidding. To Rebecca and Christina, and also to, who else is on there? Oh, to Julie. So happy you're here. We're going to rock it out and end your money drama. It's going to be so cool. Okay, so I want you all to go, some of you have put on the webcast, you didn't know the link, it's www.endyomoneydrama.com, and you can join us for $397 until tomorrow on the 14th, but there's juicy bonuses if you decide to join in the next, until we end the call. So, and those bonuses I told you about, but I'll say again, you get an extra VIP group call with me, and then you also get Lead, Love, and Money Make a Machine, which are each worth $2,000 in addition to the rest of the program. Okay, I'm going to give you all the final tip here, and this is secret number 5. How are you guys loving this? Are you writing down massive notes? Are you loving it? It's juicy, huh? Tip number 5. Here it is. Are you ready? Time for you to start making money. and I mean real money, I mean lots and lots of money, it's time for you to start money. Write that down. It's my time to start making money. It's my time to make money. You know, when I heard that, when my mentor, you know, I had drained, I was in a bad situation. I had $200, $30,000 in debt, and I had drained my savings, and I am the primary caregiver of the family. And my mentor says to me, it's time for you to make money. And I'm like, what? What does that mean? I brought up all my stuff. I was like, well, then that means I can't be this person anymore. Like, I have to put myself out there. I got to be visible. I've got to, I can't be like this victim. I can't be a victim anymore. I can't be relying on handouts, you know, from family members if need be. I mean, at that point, it was so bad. My parents had to pay. I had to ask my parents to help me pay my mortgage for the first time in my life. It was scary, you know, 2.5 years ago, and I went on to, like, make a multiple six-figure business. So it's like, dude, decide, draw the line in the sun and the sand, and decide to make money. It comes with a decision. It comes with a solar plexus. It comes with this place in your body that says, I'm done. I'm ready to get in the game. I'm ready to play full out. I'm here to play. I'm here to play. I'm here to live this awesome life. You know, now I know I feel, I know my clients feel this way. I feel like a player. It's like I roll into someplace, I'm a player. I'm like here to play. You know what I'm saying? Like where before I wasn't a player. I was afraid to spend money. I was afraid to circulate. I was afraid to let go of money. And you got to get in the game, folks. So here it is. The amount of money that you're letting in is a reflection of your self-esteem. And as we know, that little WC is in the way of the WC. So don't, you know, and you have to do the necessary inner work to love and believe in yourself in order to transform your wealth consciousness and your WC, your wounded child. And you may believe right now that you have a good self-esteem, right? I know I did. I was like, I have a great self-esteem. But if you're in lack or you're not in love and you're really out of alignment with the fundamental truth of the universe. And as women, and cool men too, we are conditioned to not outshine others and to be humble and to play small, right? Like you don't want, I shrink a lot. There's definitely some shrinking going on, right? And so when we get out in the world to play this money game, a lot of that feeling of not wanting to outshine others comes into play. But it's no longer serving you. It's no longer serving any of us. It's no longer serving the people that you're also meant to serve and support and help heal. So most likely, you are extremely qualified. You have all the talents. You have all the certificates. You have all this knowledge. You've got all these talents in a multitude of ways to receive money and to magnetize your desires to you. But you're not doing it. And I want to just say to you that you are worthy of every desire that's in your big heart. It's really time. And that's the thing is we're blocking ourselves because if you're making it about you, right? If that little WC, wounded child, is here making it about you, then what happens here, you're making this about you. And then if I was at home, and let's say I didn't show up for today's call, I wouldn't be touching hundreds and hundreds of people's lives right now. I mean, I like to think that I'm, you know, making a little bit of a ripple effect right here, right now. Same thing for you. If you don't show up and you don't shine, and if you play small and you make it about you and go eat, you know, chocolate and watch Oprah and curl up in a ball, I mean, I've totally been there. Don't worry about it. But, you know, then you're not really giving your gifts and you're not really changing the world. And that's what we're up for. You're a powerful woman or man. So it's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to grow up and get in the game of money. It's time for you to be seen. It's time for you to be heard, for your unique voice to be heard. It's time for you to shine. It's your soul's destiny to do the work you're born to do. And the good news is that you are the only one blocking you from claiming your space on the planet. Do you realize that? There's no one else saying, you cannot do it. There's no parent. There's no spouse. There's no friend. There's no authority figure outside of you that's saying you can't do this. It's right here. I give you permission. You must give yourself permission. You must ask for money and be okay with that and allow yourself to receive. You got to be cool with money. So that is secret key number 5. I've been talking a million miles a minute. I really want to review everything we just shared. Make sure you got it all down in your notes. So this is what we talked about. Secret key 1, we talked about healing your effing money story. We talked about the WC and the WC and getting out of your own way. secret key too. We talked about birthing your new money story and getting that new tribe of people and writing out these new empowered beliefs around money. Secret key number three, we talked about getting intimate with your money. Talked about you changing your energy to being claimed, loved, and adored by money. Secret key number four is creating that divine spiritual trust fund and also creating that six and seven spiritual foundation based on love and receiving. And that's where I gave you the real meaning behind debt and healing and forgiveness, right? Secret four. Secret five is when we talked about making the decision to start making money. You also heard those amazing success stories. And now it's your turn and your time. I want you to go to endyourmoneydrama.com, endyourmoneydrama.com. You can watch that video. I filmed that video. I was on the beach in Hawaii this summer, by the way. It was a fun, gorgeous view, right? That's what happens when you end your money drama. You can actually live your dreams. And I only work like 16 hours a week, and I have two kids and travel the world, right? Like, that wasn't happening a few years ago when I was struggling. Okay, so watch that video, read the success stories. Like, that could be you. I want to see you on that success story page. Make it happen. Join us for End Your Money Drama. Be done. We've got, what, 6+ weeks till the end of the year? Like, why drag this out when clearly it's down to making the decision that you're done and this is your time and you're ready to put a fork in it? I will be your powerful leader and your mentor. I'm going through the program with you. The program is live, by the way. This is me. You're getting me live, which is a tremendous value. You're getting me live for 5 weeks as your coach and your mentor. There's Q&A time. There's also the guidebooks. There's also the community. We have an amazing community where you can create lifelong friendships and joint venture partners and just soul sisters. So, and soul brothers, right? I really invite you to decide right now. If you choose to decide and join us, you can get the bonuses in the next 15 minutes. You get Lean, Love, and Money Making Machine, and you also get the additional VIP group coaching call with me. So I will I actually want to invite some questions. If there's any questions, I can do some laser coaching. I'd love to answer some questions. You could press *2 or type your question into the Q&A. Okay. Oh, look at Annette. Hi, Amanda. Awesome call. Step 5 seems to be my greatest challenge. Yep. Looking forward to going deeper in the program. Have coached around them for a while, but still can't seem to find a breakthrough. I do know it will happen. Yes, it will. Okay. So, Elizabeth. Right, from Ireland. Hi, hello there. I am saying yes to being a part of this 5-week program with Amanda. Here's the thing, I have just the price of training, though. It's in cash until I'm saying yes now and paying in full as soon as I. Okay, so this looks like a question that you can email me. If you have questions, email info@amandamoxley.com and my team and I will get back to you. Okay, is there a private group of some kind of community? Oh, yes, sister. So that's Andrea in Los Angeles. There is a Facebook group, which is already popping. We've got 30 other women in there currently. Yep, so there is a Facebook group. So I swear, the connections and potentially the clients that you can make in the group and in the community, it's worth the price of the program. So the $397 is such a good deal. So, yes, you're going to have a whole tribe of sisterhood, brotherhood in this group. Yep. Latasha. Hi, Latasha. Nice to see you again. Does the payment plan option end tomorrow as well? So what's going to happen is tomorrow on the 14th at midnight, we're going to have the price will go up to $597. And there will be a payment plan for that. It will be around, I don't have it right in front of me, Latasha, but there will be a payment plan for sure tomorrow. It will be different than the payment plan you see today because the price will go up. And then after that, the $597 will be available. Then it will go up to $997 on Monday the 18th. It will go up to $997. So if you want to get in and join us, do whatever it takes, the $397 to get in by tomorrow. Okay, so Jackie. Hi, Jackie. She says, what if you don't have clients or a list? What if you've only just finished college? Yeah, I've had a couple clients that just finished college, two of them. Gianni is on the sales page, as so is Cassie. They had just finished. Mm-hmm. Well, you will create you will, this will be a really good program for you, Jackie, because I know you and I have connected. I really think you need to do this because you got a money story that needs to be healed, and you're going to create a community and a tribe of people. You guys will be able to really connect in with each other and build your list through the partners and the people you meet within our community. Okay, what kind of look at these great questions. What kind of time commitment is the program? Hi, Rebecca from Vancouver. So we go for 5 weeks starting the 18th of November, ends on the 16th. They're 90-minute calls. And then during the week, I give you homework. And so it's as much time as you want to put into it and how much time you want to come into the group. I say if you've got, you know, time expands for you when you're passionate about something. It's not like a full-time job or anything. I know when I get fired up about something, I want to do it. But the calls are 90 minutes a week. So at the minimum, it's 90 minutes a week. Okay. Let's see. I'm going over the Q&A. Okay, we've got questions. So it's Irene in New York, and then I'll go to Dawn. Okay, hi, Irene. What's your question? I think it's Irene. 917-846-4546.
Oh, hi. It's Carla. I don't know why it was saying Irene. How are you?
Oh, I don't either. Hi, Carla.
Oh, weird. Hi. So I guess my question, I just signed up. I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I think this is definitely very much in line with what I need to do. But I am wondering, I have a full-time job and I'm starting a business on the side. I'm just wondering, you know, if you have any thoughts about, you were talking just now a little bit about time expanding for things that you're passionate about, and I definitely think that that is something that I've experienced, but I guess I'm trying to think of ways to really open up to my desires of having my own business and allowing that kind of abundance into my life as I'm, you know, putting money from my full-time job and investing that into the business and feeling a little bit like I'm trapped in the 9-to-5 job while trying to make headway.
So what would be your question?
I guess, you know, what are some tips that you might have around how to really prioritize and make that kind of space for the abundance so that, you know, ultimately in 2014 I could potentially walk away from the 9-to-5 job and mm-hmm. have this open up for myself?
Yeah. Well, I worked as a social worker in the beginning before I just cut loose on my own, so I get it. Okay, mm-hmm. So, what you can do, there's time. I know that I saw clients in the evenings. I saw them on Saturdays, and I promoted things on evening times. Like I would do things on Thursday nights or on Saturdays. So there is time, but it is about like having a really good juicy goal of like how many clients you want to get, and then going and then hitting a milestone, and then maybe cutting your work down to 3/4 time and then part time, and then see if maybe if you can work virtually. Just ways of kind of going baby steps with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That would be the best way. But really really do some journaling about your vision and your desires, or how you'd like your ideal schedule to look like, and that will get you excited. And then also have an idea of how many clients you'd like to serve and support.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What was your name? Was it your name?
My name? Sure, it's
yeah.
Carla.
Okay, Carla, because I want to be able to remember you. Well, great.
Oh, yeah,
thanks
definitely.
For your great question,
Thank you.
Carla.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Yeah, congrats. Okay, I've got, and now I'm going to give the giveaway to everyone too, by the way, so stand by. So the 201-873-2537, you're on the line.
Hi, this is Dawn.
Great Hi, Dawn.
Call. I had a question. So obviously this is about changing your money story. Is this more for people that have online businesses or brick and mortar, or does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It can be a combo, either or.
It can be a combo, okay. I guess my other question is this. So I have a business, and I have several venues where I teach. It's dance and theater, and it's almost like a non-for-profit company because a lot of the clients are, it's like, you know, they're paying like $4 a class to take these classes. which I'm, you know, being able to give back to the community. However, then I'm in lack, and I've been, you know, struggling with letting some of these lower end classes go just because it's not making money for myself. How do I make it okay with myself that I'm letting go even though I need more money?
Right. So it's like what I hear you saying is you want to let go of something, yet you're relying on that for money.
Yes. Even though it's not that much, but you're like, you know, that possibly if I let it go, something, you know, will take its place, you know, and give me more funds. That's
right.
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm
struggling
with.
Great question. Yeah, I hear you. That's pretty common. It's like, I know I did that. I was teaching Bikram yoga, and it was like, well, I'm making money, but it's like really when you break it down for the amount of time, it was like $17 an hour, and, you know, I get it. But I was like, I got to hold on to that because I need the money, so I get it. So it comes down to, oh, shoot, like really, number one, either raising your prices and and creating like, okay, for my – and like really like for my dance programs or my packages, like – creating a VIP experience or some sort of an experience that people can have where they can engage with you for a longer amount of time in like a program and higher container that you could charge more for. So that would be one really juicy way. And the other way is just like also making the decision or having a milestone, like by this time I'm going to be done with that. Like for me, I was like, I'm not teaching Bikram yoga into 2012. I'm done with it. And so it was just like when the clock struck midnight, I'm no longer teaching it.
Right. I'm almost there. It's just a part of me that's struggling that I'm like, you know, is something else going to come my way then, I guess. I have to just kind of maybe take the leap.
Yeah, you do. You do it, but you also have to do your due diligence so that you're not shooting yourself in the foot. And you have to say, and don't wait for things to come to you. I mean, a lot of times things really do come to us, but also you need to take that action. Like, what is it that you want? So get clear on this is what my desire is. This is what my heart wants to do. This is my vision for my next step.
Right. So be clear on the vision, and then it may shift.
Yeah. Now, it will shift. Get clear on the vision and get
and
clear on what
shift.
You're available for or no longer available for.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Great question. Okay, I've got a few more questions over here. So when are the calls for folks, people in Paris, bonjour, and LA asking? The calls are going to be on from 12 Mountain Standard, which is 2 Eastern, which I believe is 7 UK time, on Mondays from 12 until 1:30 Mountain Standard, which is 2 to 3:30 Eastern. And all the calls will be recorded. If you can't make it, it'll be accessible to you within 10 minutes of the live call. So the email address for questions someone's asking is info@amandamoxley.com, info@amandamoxley.com. All right, and Scottsdale says, there's a part of me, Tyus Zoe, you just registered, so welcome. And so did Carla, and so did Lindsay, so welcome. So did Amber, love seeing these names. So hi, Amanda. Did I already read that one? Okay, there's a part of me that is afraid of what I'll have to sacrifice as I have in the past to bring in a lot of money. Oh, good one. For years I was in the movie business and made loads of money, but suffered personally, physically, spiritually, etc. This combined with a very hardworking and successful immigrant family that has ingrained in me a sense of believing that money is somehow attached to a life that is nothing but work. Could you talk about this dynamic a bit? Oh my gosh, isn't that true? That whole, you got to work really super duper hard in order to be successful, and you got to sacrifice, and it's got to be hell. So that's really that energetic shift. I think that is something that we're all breaking free from right now. It's interesting to me that there, in the collective consciousness, there's all these movies about slavery and how I feel like, you know, I know for me, I've definitely felt like I've been in an entrepreneurial prison, like I'm slaving myself to work so hard and push and at the sacrifice of things, even though I do maintain a very good balance between my family and body and health and things. But I think that it's about just allowing yourself to release and let go and trust. The key word here is trust. Allowing yourself to trust that you're, I mean, just because you exist all your needs are taken care of, and that allowing yourself to trust, and the second word is to receive. Just because you exist. Like, think about a baby. You know, when a baby is born, they're bald, generally, and toothless, and naked. They have no worries. They have no cares. They're completely connected to Source, and they know they're always provided for. So it's about really connecting deeper into Source and breathing and allowing yourself to receive. I hope that helps. All right. Carolyn, Canada. Okay. Okay. Carolyn, what would be a great statement to say when becoming intimate with the new money story? Also, I am not clear on what you said on divine blessing your money debt. Okay. So what would be a great statement to say when becoming intimate, you know, with the new money story? Would just, I'm being claimed, loved, and adored by money, or money loves me, or money wants to get down my pants, or I'm hot, or, you know, those kind of things, like, it's safe for me to be intimate. I snuggle up with my money lover, things like that. And then what I said about divine energy blessing the dream. So debt is the D, it's an acronym. Acronym for debt is divine energy blessing the dream. Divine energy blessing the dream. So Christina writes, how do you start when you have no credit and you don't have employment for that credit? It seems like a catch-22. Well, you go and you get a job. You go and you get to work, even if you don't want to do something that you don't want to do. You go and you get to work, or you ask for a loan. You got to be willing to do what it takes to get yourself out of that and climb up and get your self-esteem higher and get stronger. And there's, you know, some things, there's probably some things right now that you don't want to do, that you're resisting, that you just need to do in order to open up the banks of abundance. All right, loves. Okay, are you ready for your okay, there's a bunch of questions. You guys could ask me questions all day, couldn't you? I love it. Okay, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to give away the gift because I want you all to receive this. So here it is. I am gifting you this is a super awesome book, and it's called The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn, and it's a PDF book, and I'm going to have my assistant send you each a copy of this book. But what you have to do is you have to, how can I make this super easy? You know, I'm just going to send this to the whole list. I'm going to send this book to you, plus I'm going to be sending you some other gifts, and I will be sending this to everyone who's been registered on the call, and you're going to get The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn. And that is a gift for all, each and every one of you, for being here today, because this book is, it talks about the magic and the miracles of abundance, and it's a really good tool and resource I want you all to have. So that will really help you with step number one and number two. All right, so one last rally cry call, everyone. Not a cry, this is a call. I want you to go to endyourmoneydrama.com. And if you've got money drama right now, I'm going to ask you to just inhale and take a deep breath and imagine no more sleepless nights around money. Imagine feeling completely supported by money, provided for by money. Imagine being in this place where you feel like a player. You feel that money is totally accessible to you, that it's a renewable resource. Imagine being surrounded by a new tribe of women and men who are rocking it out, who are going from rock bottom to rock stars, who are literally made the decision and they're taking you with them. I want you to imagine feeling peace and harmony and confidence around money. I want you to imagine having money on a consistent basis, like there's never any more roller coaster, having money consistently flowing to you. And I want you to